Real household income inequality has risen again despite the surge in employment. That's according to a new report by the ESRI. It found that household income adjusted for inflation stagnated for most in the bottom half of the earnings ladder between 2020 and 2021, and that figure fell for the poorest 10% of individuals. The Economic and Social Research Institute also warns that these are based on 2022 figures. The cost of living crisis since then will further erode income and lead to further inequality. Barra Rowntree, Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin and lead author of this report, is here in studio. Good morning.
Thanks for having me on.
When employment is so high, why have household incomes not risen?
Yeah, so what we've seen, this is our annual look at kind of living standards and income conditions that's supported by Community Foundation Ireland. And what we've seen is that, you know, despite this very strong labour market recovery, that hasn't fed into incomes. And part of that seems to be because households at the bottom in the income distribution, many of those who went back to work following the easing of COVID restrictions went back part-time, and so at lower levels of earnings. And that's led to a situation where what we've seen is income growth really stalled for the bottom half the income distribution and even fall at the very bottom. And again, that's led to what we've seen, the first increase in income inequality since 2017 or so. We've seen material deprivation, which is not being able to afford two or more items from a list of 10 essentials, rise from about 13% to almost 17%. And we've also, you know, so more most importantly, I think, just seen the inclusive pattern of growth that we have actually seen over the last decade or so not really kind of playing out this year. And so that is a cause of concern, and it's a cause of concern, as you say, because this was before the sluggish growth was before the big jump in inflation, and that big jump in inflation is going to further erode household incomes. I mean, we might be in a situation now where, particularly for households at the bottom of the income distribution, they won't have seen any growth in their material living standards for almost 3 years.
And the poorest are feeling it most. Can you explain why that is?
Yeah, so again, it does seem to be just the pattern of the recovery, that you know, you're getting that employment earnings aren't rising at the bottom of the distribution despite employment going up and going up significantly. Now, again, if that was just a once-off thing, that might play out and kind of revert over the following years. But then what we've seen is inflation jump up, and we know that, you know, one of the big sources of the jump in inflation has been in energy prices, and we know that that disproportionately affects lower income households. So again, that's part of what's going on here, and part of why we're kind of highlighting that you are in the situation now where the sluggish growth is particularly impacting on the incomes of those at the bottom of the distribution, posing a real challenge for government as they look into this budget.
And as we approach that budget, what can the government do to address that inequality? Are more targeted measures, which we hear a lot about, are they the answer?
Yeah, so really, I suppose what you can't do as a government is, given the scale of inflation, protect everyone from it. It's, you know, we are worse off as a country, and that's worse off as a country because of particularly the big increases in energy prices, which we ultimately import most of. So the government then has to say, okay, well, we can only do so much, particularly if we want to stay in line with our fiscal plans, with our budgetary plans that they've set out. You really can't help everyone. And so the more that you try and make these measures universal, the less support you're going to be able to give to those at the bottom of the distribution, that group who have actually seen their incomes, again, stall or even for the very poorest fall. So rather than looking at lots of universal measures, if the government wants to support incomes for those who have fallen, it really is going to have to be more targeted. It's going to have to look at particular welfare measures or tax credits rather than kind of increasing the tax bands, those kind of things.
The figures are from 2021, so they don't reflect the full cost of living crisis we've experienced in the past year or so, the price increases following the war in Ukraine. So how much worse is it likely to be at the moment?
Yeah, so I suppose kind of simple calculation is we've had kind of inflation of about 7% per year for the last 2 years. So unless you saw incomes grow by at least that in last year and this year, what you're going to see is incomes erode. You're going to see them fall and start to stagnate. For context, the last time we had more than 7% income growth was 2006-07, so kind of at the heyday of the credit-fueled bit of the Celtic Tiger. And so unless we can regain those levels again, what we likely are going to see is for households, particularly at the bottom of the distribution, their incomes start to stagnate. And so that is that real, I think, cause for concern. It's not necessarily these results as a once-off. It's, well, the combination of these results that we're highlighting in the latest year data we have available and what's happened since.
What about the fact that there's been minimum wage increases, that the labour market, it's much more competitive now, workers are in demand, employers are paying them more. will that mean that incomes have improved in any way?
So the minimum wage is kind of quite an interesting one, because there's many good reasons to increase the minimum wage, but actually in terms of reducing income inequality and poverty, that's not one of them. And the reason for that is many of the lowest paid workers, so people on the lowest hourly wage rate, aren't actually in the lowest income households. And that's because often it's maybe a kid or a second earner in a household who is in that minimum wage job. So we actually see that quite a lot of minimum wage workers are in quite well-off households. So as a result, even though there is going to be an increase in minimum wage and that's going to feed through, it's not going to necessarily boost the incomes of those at the bottom by the most. Rather, it's going to be things like, you know, looking at welfare rates, which haven't kept up with inflation over the last few years. It's going to be things like that that are really going to feed into incomes at the bottom.
Barry Rowntree, Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College and lead author of the ESRI report. Thank you for coming into studio. It's